Let's do some verb juggling and accelerate your fluency. Einkaufen is to buy or to go shopping. Einkaufen. How would you say I go shopping or I buy? Ich kaufe ein. How would you say I buy in the supermarket? Ich kaufe im Supermarkt ein. You see, einkaufen is a separable verb. Ein is a prefix that is separated and kicked to the end. Ich kaufe im Supermarkt ein. And remember, whenever you have two parts of verbs or two verbs in German, the second one is kicked to the very end. How would you say I buy on Monday in the supermarket? Ich kaufe am Montag im Supermarkt ein. What is the difference between kaufen and einkaufen? Einkaufen is a little bit more narrow. It means to go shopping in the supermarket or in a store. How would you say I buy today potatoes in the supermarket? Ich kaufe heute Kartoffeln im Supermarkt ein. How would you say I buy a salad in the supermarket? Ich kaufe einen Salat im Supermarkt ein. You see, einen Salat. Why? Because Salat is masculine and einkaufen is an accusative verb. It triggers accusative endings, articles. Der Salat becomes den Salat, einen Salat, meinen Salat, my salad, a salad. You have to use the en ending for the masculine accusative. How would you say I buy an apple in the supermarket? Ich kaufe einen Apfel im Supermarkt ein. How would you say I buy bananas in the supermarket? Ich kaufe Bananen im Supermarkt ein. You see, when we use Bananen, Kartoffeln, more in general, the plural form, we don't use usually the article. How would you say I buy apples in the supermarket? Ich kaufe Äpfel im Supermarkt ein. How would you say I must buy? Ich muss einkaufen. Here you see, we have two verbs. I must buy. Ich muss einkaufen. Now, einkaufen is again together as one word. Ich muss einkaufen. How would you say I must buy in the supermarket? Ich muss im Supermarkt einkaufen. And you see, einkaufen, the second verb, is kicked to the end. How would you say I must buy potatoes in the supermarket? Ich muss Kartoffeln im Supermarkt einkaufen. How would you say I still have to buy potatoes in the supermarket? Ich muss noch Kartoffeln im Supermarkt einkaufen. How would you say I still have to buy apples in the supermarket? Ich muss noch Äpfel im Supermarkt einkaufen. How would you say I still have to buy milk in the supermarket? Ich muss noch Milch im Supermarkt einkaufen. You see, noch, still. How would you say in the past, I've bought? Ich habe eingekauft. You see, eingekauft is the participle. Since it is a separable verb, eingekauft. You see the G slips in between. It's separable, it separates, and leaves a little space for the GE. Eingekauft. How would you say, I've bought yesterday? Ich habe gestern eingekauft. And you see here the same principle. We have two verbs, the auxiliary verb haben and the participle. And the participle, the second one, is kicked to the very end. How would you say, I've bought potatoes yesterday? Ich habe gestern Kartoffeln eingekauft. How would you say, I've bought potatoes in the supermarket yesterday? Ich habe gestern Kartoffeln im Supermarkt eingekauft. Now, can you change the order? Can you say, ich habe gestern im Supermarkt Kartoffeln eingekauft? Ich habe im Supermarkt gestern Kartoffeln eingekauft? Yes, what you can't change is the verb position. Ich habe, habe at the second position, eingekauft at the very end. How would you say, yesterday I've bought potatoes? Gestern habe ich Kartoffeln eingekauft. You see, in German we say, yesterday have I potatoes bought. The verb is fixed at the second position, the first verb. Gestern habe ich Kartoffeln eingekauft. How would you say, yesterday I've bought milk? Gestern habe ich Milch eingekauft. How would you say, yesterday I've bought apples? Gestern habe ich Äpfel eingekauft. How would you say, I've already bought potatoes yesterday? Ich habe schon gestern Kartoffeln eingekauft. Schon, already. Ich habe schon gestern Kartoffeln eingekauft. But keep in mind, you can also say, ich habe gestern schon Kartoffeln eingekauft. Ich habe Kartoffeln schon gestern eingekauft. In the beginning, just focus on the verb position in German that is key to speak correct German. How would you say, I've already bought milk yesterday? Ich habe schon gestern Milch eingekauft. How would you say, I've already bought apples yesterday? Ich habe schon Äpfel gestern eingekauft. Great! Next time, we'll go through the verb abkaufen, to buy something from someone. Abkaufen, to buy something from someone. Like when you say, I want to buy from you the smartphone. So here's what I want you to do now. Take this verb now and juggle it around. Build just three simple sentences, saying them out loud. Just three simple sentences. This will take you just 1 minute. In the next episode, you'll hear my take on this verb. So if you want to get the script and translation of the key sample sentences I use in each podcast lesson, just head over to herrprofessor.com/podcast and sign up to my newsletter at the top of the page. And in order to receive my emails, make sure to confirm your subscription in the first email I sent you. In each email, I will add the link to the podcast lesson and all the key sample sentences I use. Talk to you soon. Bis bald.